Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us, having a great visit with our good friend Jack Mitchell. And Jack, give us the websites, how we can find your books, how we can find out more about your outstanding family-owned clothing business. Tell us all that stuff.
The website for our business is Mitchell's Stores, 1S, MitchellStores.com.
MitchellStores.com, okay.
MitchellStores.com, and the website for our my hugging business is HugYourCustomer.com.
HugYourCustomer, singular. Right. .com. Okay, so check it out, folks, and the books are available wherever books are sold. Don't forget his Hug Your People book, which is the follow-up, the sequel, which is all about loving up your employees to make sure that they are engaged. And I'm using that. I use that word intentionally, you know. And folks, you know what we're talking about here. Hey, Jack, I want to. And by the way, folks, check out Jack's clothing business. And you got a store on Long Island. You got two in the Greenwich, Westport area of Connecticut. You got
Westport and Greenwich.
What about it? Where are they in the Bay Area? One in San Francisco.
San Francisco, right off Union Square, 375 Sutter Street, and then one in Palo Alto,
right,
which is in the Stanford Shopping
right.
Mall.
Yeah, so check it out there, folks. Jack,
again, Jim, our businesses there are all about, again, all about one customer at a time, trying to get to know the customers. Now, talking about picking up where we were before in families, just very quickly, we obviously have third-generation family business, and we have worked hard at, my brother and I, after our parents gifted us the business in 1972, we tried very hard to keep the family unit. We Bill and I both decided, sort of intuitively, we never really had any big business discussion about it, but we always knew we wanted to pass it on the business to our kids, if they wanted to come in the business. They didn't have to come in. They're all, thank God, we have seven sons between us, all very bright young men. Anyway, bottom line was, here are some of the simple but very important family things that we've done structurally to pass the business on and have it be successful.
This sounds, Jack, it sounds like you're going to tell us about maintenance. You mean your family isn't like mine, where it's perfect and never has to be, nobody ever has to have any kind of, you never have to have any outside help or anything? I mean, I'm amazed.
We recognized in the beginning that we needed a business family consultant. Our gentleman's David Bork. He's the chairman emeritus of the Aspen Family Institute now. He's been consulting with us since 1985.
And there are many people out there across the country who do what this guy does.
Everybody needs to find an attorney that you can trust, an accountant. If you're a family business, and Jim, 80% of America, as you well know, from your business, is family owned.
Yeah, yeah.
Or family, even big companies.
My business
like
is family.
Warren or,
hey, Jack.
Or Walmart, the stock is primarily in the family business.
Hey, Jack,
family.
My business is family owned. I work for my wife.
Well, the end of our story is that we've gifted, my brother and I have gifted the business and the real estate to our son.
Already?
That's a dream come
true. Wow. When did that happen?
My brother and myself.
When did that happen?
We don't own. It happened over from 1985 when we decided to hire David Bork. We set up an asset advisory board, like a board of directors. We meet quarterly. We set up the guidelines or the rules. I don't like rules like you don't like rules.
Right.
Two rules. One, they had to work somewhere else. Our sons, if they wanted to come in for 5 years somewhere else, and then secondly, they had to be a real job. They weren't entitled to a job.
Right.
We determined in 1990 that they were entitled to the equity in the business. So Bill and I gifted in 1990 75% of the equity to the kids, to the sons. And then we kept 25%, which was the voting shares.
Right.
Plus, in that time, 1990, our two oldest sons came in, Bob and Russ. And then we also, and my wife Linda came in the family business. So we then, during all that time, we started to have family meetings. Every Tuesday morning, we have a family meeting religiously, with an agenda and so forth.
That's, that's when the food fights break out, right?
No fight. No fight.
Not even a food fight?
because again, David helped us Yeah. Communication skills. You know, one of the, again, everybody has a secret, and this I would love your audience feedback. What's the secret of their family businesses?
Right.
How have they been successful? And one of the things, we have communication skills. We learn how to.
Jack, I got to wrap it up, but I have to say that the communication that I scale that I learned to help me with my family business is to learn how to say yes, ma'am. Hey, Jack, give us a website quickly one more time.
It's for the business, it's MitchellStores.com or HugYourCustomers.com.
HugYourCustomers.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Jack, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next
time. Happy New Year to you and your family and your team, Jim.
You too, Jack. Great American success story, folks, right there. Thank you for bringing it to us, Jack. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.